Boker Tov and Shavua Tov, it's Monday morning, and we are back with Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, Perek Lamed Zayin, Halacha Yud, and the laws of Tvilas Kelim. So now we know which Kelim need to be Tovled, and we're bringing them to a proper place, a mikvah hopefully, or somewhere like that, to be Tovled. And now it's ready to actually Tovle them. How do we do it? So Tzrichin Lashkiach Kodem HaTvila, Shigehe Akli Naki. We have to make sure before dipping the Kelim into the mikvah that they are completely clean. They shouldn't have any dirt or rust, or probably most commonly with new dishes nowadays, a sticker. They should be completely clean and clear, so that everything, the entire kli, will be immersed in water without any interruptions. Ach roshim chaludo shachurich ba'alma. If it has like a stain of rust or black, shadarka b'kach ve'in makpidan alav, eino mazik, something that is wouldn't make you think twice, and you don't mind that it's there, and something like that's ingrained into the kli, then you don't need to worry about it too much. But basically, you want to clean the kli as well as you possibly can, make sure it's clear of any stickers or anything that would be considered a chatzitza, a break between the water and the kli itself. Side point, the Kitzer doesn't discuss this, but what happens if you realize after you tovel your kli that maybe it had a little sticker from the store on it? So the Kitzer gives already a hint to what the answer would be. He writes here, Ve'ein makpidin alav, that something is not technically considered a chatzitza if it is something that you're not makpid on there, you're not particular about. So if there's a little sticker that potentially you would leave on this, let's say maybe it's a serving bowl, and you might actually use it for a few months before you realize there's a sticker on it and I should peel it off, or maybe one time when you're washing the dishes it might just come off on its own, but it really doesn't bother you at all. So then certainly, again, l'charchila, ideally that sticker should be removed before tovling, but if you realized afterwards that you missed it, not the end of the world. It's not really technically considered a chatzitza because it's something that you're not particular about being there in the first place. But if it's a pot or a pan, something that you use with heat, which often we would check, if we'd notice there's a sticker on it before putting it on the stove, we would actually make sure to remove it before using it. Or if it's something else, like a spoon or a knife, something that you would definitely make sure there's nothing on it before you use it, then even if it's just a little sticker, if you realized after that you dipped it in the mikvah that you forgot to remove it, you would actually have to go dip it again to make sure, because that's something that you are makbid on, that you're particular on about not being there. But again, best is before you dip it into the mikvah, make sure that it's clean and clear of anything. The entire vessel needs to be submerged in the water all at one time, so that the surface, the entire surface, is touching water. Can't do it in bits and pieces if it's something big, part by part. It has to be all at once. Something that has a handle also can't be holding it by the handle. It needs to be all underwater at one time. So how do you do it? You know, sometimes it could be risky if you let go of the whole thing so that it's submerged underwater. Maybe you're going to lose it. Maybe it'll fall. So sometimes mikvos, kelim mikvos, aren't so deep. So if it falls, you can pick it up. Or sometimes there's a little tool or it's something that you can use to help you fish it out if you drop it. Try to just let go for a second or two so that it doesn't fall to the bottom, but you do have to completely let go. Sometimes they use a little crate that has holes so it allows water in, so it can kind of float and be protected in the crate, but still be completely submerged in water. If none of these are options, or let's say you're in a big body of water where you don't want to risk losing it altogether, so the Kitzer suggests one alternative. It's not necessarily the best way to do it, but it certainly can work if that the circumstances demand. The first thing a person should do, if you can't completely let go of the kli because you're worried it's going to float away, is you dip your hand into the mikvah water, the hand that you're going to be holding the kli with, and don't hold the kli too tightly. If you're pressed tightly, then the water is not going to be able to get where your hand is holding onto the kli, rather with a looser grip. So your hand is already wet, so there's some water there anyway. Plus, there's a loose grip, so water from the mikvah is also floating in there. And altogether, that would be considered completely immersed into the water. Here's one other trick. If you are dipping your kli, this would be less common nowadays, but if you're dipping it into like something like a well, where it needs to be attached to a rope, because it's too deep for you to stick in with your hand, same idea. Make sure that the knot of the rope is not very tight, it's loose, so that the water can get in between the rope and the kli. If it's very tight, it'll be blocking a certain spot from being touched by the water, so it needs to be a loose a loose knot. In halachi yirala, for short, one more short halachi. Im tovel kelim shapihem tsar. If you're toveling something that has a very narrow opening, a narrow neck, sometimes maybe somebody has like a decanter or something like that, a bottle, a pitcher even, that has a narrow opening at the top, so sticking it into the water just for a second or two would not suffice. You need to make sure that it's in the water for as long as it takes for the entire thing to fill with water, meaning the entire surface area, both outside and inside, need to be touching the water at once. And if it has a narrow neck, it takes a few seconds. You know, as long as it's bubbling, that means the air is coming out and water is going in. So make sure you leave it underwater until the bubbling stops and you know that it's completely filled with water on the outside and the inside. For something like a bowl or a plate, so obviously you don't, that happens automatically, so you just put it in and it's submerged instantly, so you need to keep it under just for a second or two. But something that has a narrow opening, you need to make sure to hold it underwater long enough, or to let go of it underwater for long enough to fill up with water. Usually what I would do for something like that is I'd hold on to it while it's filling up with water, and once I know the entire thing is filled with water and it's all touching the water, then do the thing where I let go for a second so that it can be completely submerged in the water without even my hand touching it, and then try to make the quick grab, and so that I can fish it out and then use the kli. Have a wonderful day, everyone.